Chinese President Xi Jinping appears set to be able to remain in that position for as long as he'd like. The National People's Congress is meeting this week, and doing away with presidential term limits is one item on its agenda. With me to talk more about that and some of the other big events this coming week on the international stage is the BBC's Poona Ghadusi. And Poona, what exactly are we expecting to come out of Beijing in the coming days?
Yes, this is the annual sitting of the Chinese parliament in Beijing. It's known to be really largely a rubber stamp parliament, meaning it mostly endorses decisions that are already made by the Communist Party and its leader. There are about 3,000 delegates. They represent all provinces and regions of China, and they're of course elected. But to be honest, in practice, they're handpicked by the party. And they pretty much confirm that reputation for party loyalty today when thousands of these delegates erupted in enthusiastic applause over the proposal to abolish the presidential term limits. Now, that would effectively allow President Xi Jinping to remain in power indefinitely. And that's expected to be approved by these delegates in the course of this Congress this week. The BBC spoke to Gary Locke, who was the U.S. ambassador to China during Obama's presidency, about the effect of this possible decision on the balance of power.
It means continuation of his economic policies, which is of concern to many in the United States. Right now, the president is focused on steel and aluminum, but really he should be focusing on China's incredible emerging power and strength. I think people should be very, very concerned because China is using its enormous wealth to help other countries build hospitals, roads. And by doing that, China will gain a lot of influence and friends who may side with China in world disputes. So the United States is unfortunately ceding soft power, is giving up on soft power.
Now, on top of that issue of the presidential term limits being discussed, the parliament has also promised to increase China's defense budget. That's by more than 8%. We'll have to see what other decisions they will be making in the coming days. This parliament usually goes on Congress for around 10 days, so plenty may come out of it.
Poona, the American Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will be visiting a number of African nations. What's he planning to do while he's there?
Mark, this is a trip that's going to be happening from the 6th to the 13th of March. Many are already calling this a chance to make sense of how U.S.-Africa policy has evolved or can evolve under President Donald Trump. Mr. Tillerson will be visiting Chad, Djibouti, Ethiopia, Kenya, and Nigeria. He will also go to Addis Ababa, the capital of Ethiopia, where the African Union headquarters is based, for a visit there. Topics of discussion in all these countries are supposedly going to be counterterrorism, how to advance peace and security in the region, promoting good governance, and also a hope to spur mutually beneficial trade and investment. The BBC's Africa editor Mary Harper told me which are the main stops on this trip for Mr. Tillerson and why.
The most important places are Nigeria, Ethiopia, and Djibouti. Nigeria is Africa's biggest economy, and already last year, the Trump administration did tens of millions worth of arms deals with Nigeria in its effort to crush another Islamist insurgency there led by Boko Haram. Ethiopia is very important because it's seen by the West as a key front in the what the West likes to call the war on terror because it borders Somalia. But it will be interesting because a lot of key Africa posts in the US have still not been filled. So maybe now the fact that a very, very senior American official is going to visit, it might be time for the US to kind of wake up to Africa and maybe move on a little bit from Trump's rather insulting, highly insulting language I can't use right now towards some African countries. And also he slapped travel bans on people from a number of African countries. Maybe now it'll be something a little bit more positive, perhaps.
As Mary mentioned, Djibouti will also be an important stop because it's the home of Camp Le Monnier, America's only permanent military base in Africa. So generally, this will be a good chance for the U.S. to show a maybe more coherent, a more progressive policy on Africa.
And finally, this morning, Poona, London is getting a visitor. The Saudi prince will be visiting. What's on the agenda there?
Yes, the Saudi Arabia's heir-in-waiting, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, has embarked on his first trip abroad after being in power as a prince for about a year. It's going to be a three-country visit with stops in Cairo, London, and New York, and the aim is said to be improving his credentials on a global stage. Now, when he arrives in London on Wednesday, Prince Mohammed will be received as a head of state-in-waiting. Therefore, he will be dining with the Queen. Saudi Arabia is one of Britain's most important trading partners in the Middle East, as you may know, so there will surely be a lucrative trade mission along this visit. But mostly it is said this will be more like a future leader looking for validation on a global stage, especially after you could call what's been a checkered debut year. In foreign affairs, he's had feuds with Qatar, feuds with Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri. At home, he's also had a couple of number of upheavals. You may remember he rounded up dozens of princes and members of the royal family, literally locked them up in a hotel for days in order to look into corruption charges. He sacked the military chief of staff and a host of other top commanders, including the heads of the ground and air forces. There's also been a massive change for Saudi women this year. Permissions for them to drive, sing, go to the opera even, and the cinema, all reforms that would have been unimaginable a few years ago for women in Saudi. But having said all of that, the mood here in the UK has been one mostly of suspicion and scrutiny of a possible expansion of UK's cooperation with the Saudi state. Many here have reservations, and even in Parliament, some members have been expressing concern over Saudi's human rights record and the arms deal and gigantic contracts that the British government has made with them, and generally UK's close relationship with them. So we have to see how this trip will go.
All right, as always, plenty to keep our eyes on. That's the BBC's Poonam Ghadoosi. Poonam, good to talk to you. Thank you.
You too. A pleasure.